if a young girl is going out on a date, and before she goes out, she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, what would you say she's doing?
Creeping.
Yeah. Well, what about a boy? If he does the same thing, what would you call him doing? It does happen.
Yeah. I'd just say he's getting ready for a date.
Getting ready for a date. And this thing that women carry all their stuff around in, they usually have a big
purse.
Do they usually have a smaller thing that would hold just change?
Billfold.
Change purse. Have you ever heard that called a coin purse?
Yeah.
But what about this thing that some women wear around their wrists, you know, just for looks?
Arm bracelets.
And these things that they might wear around their neck?
Necklace.
You said that before?
Necklace.
And these things that men wear to hold up their pants, go over their shoulders?
Pants are overalls.
No, they're just the strap.
Spenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard those called anything else.
No, I always... Overhauls, they called them galluses. Pants, when they had spenders hold up pants, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Overhauls, they had galluses.
I get it. What about this thing that you take out with you when it rains and hold over your head to keep from getting wet?
Umbrella.
Now, have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah. Parasol.
Parasol, yeah. Well, what about, let's say, talking about making up a bed. The last thing that you put on a bed when you make it up would be the
pillows
or the
bedspread.
Yeah. What about bedspread? Does that have any other name that you've heard used?
Can't think of it.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard it called a counterpin? I never heard it called that.
Called what?
Counterpin. Mm-hmm. Well, what about something that wouldn't be a spread? It'd be heavier than a spread that you might use in the winter when it's real cold?
Quilt.
Do people still get together and make those things like you? I've never seen it done, I've just read about it.
They do it at churches, it's social sometimes, you know, around. Not near like it used to be. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, and mother, and we either go to a neighbor's house and quilt all day, or they'd come to her house and quilt all day.
I wonder how long it took to make one of those things.
I've often wondered. I've been able to ask Mom. I don't can't ever think of it. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work goes into one of those.
I know, I bet. I don't think I'd have patience or anything like that. What about, you mentioned pillow a minute ago. Have you ever heard of or seen something that was like a pillow, except it was usually longer? I don't know if it was just pulling a bed for looks or what. I guess you could rest your head on it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You ever heard of anything called a bolster? Well, what about a temporary place to sleep that you might put down on the floor for a child if he's spending the night or something like that?
Pallet.
Oh, like a pallet. Mm-hmm. Well, what about these? Some of these plants that you see that they work in wood, and